This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Ari Nudell, the Managing Director of Omni Innovation, which specializes in medical nutrition. It makes a unique pre-meal drink for people with type 2 diabetes that reduces the glycemic index, or GI, of your food and drink and controls the spikes in blood glucose, which over time can cause serious damage. Ari, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. Always appreciate information covering diabetes as well. So for starters, tell us, what is Omni Innovation and glucose control?
Well, Omni Innovation is a R&D company that grew out of a nutritionals manufacturing company. We specialize in medical nutrition or medical foods. For chronic disease states such as diabetes, weight loss, some elderly health issues as well. And we focus on using food grade technologies which can be clinically validated by leading institutions such as universities or key research institutes to demonstrate efficacy in the fields that we're targeting. And our first commercialized product is Gluco Control in Australia, and that product is for type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. It's a food grade product. It's a drink that you have before a meal, and it has three main features. The first feature is it reduces the GI, or the blood sugar spike of that meal, by around 35% in people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. It also delivers 4.4 grams of fiber, which is independently good for people with type 2 diabetes who generally do not have enough fiber in their diets. And fiber, increasing fiber in your diet is good for type 2 diabetes. And the third feature is it enhances feelings of fullness. So people tend to feel fuller for longer, which enables them to maintain their diet goals better.
If you would, tell us why you decided to try and make a product for those with type 2 diabetes. Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah, we were looking at, with one of the leading institutes in diabetes in Australia, we were looking at some substitution of some food-grade ingredients in making some healthier foods, if you like, for type 2 diabetes. And one of the leading academics there, is probably the leading academic in the field in Australia, said to us, well, you know, it would be good if you could do something that would work on all meals, not just meals which had the inclusion of your ingredients in them. So we did a lot of exploration work there. And obviously, type 2 diabetes is a very large issue, and it's got a significant number of unmet needs. And one of the places where food-grade interventions that are effective can be most useful is in the very early stages, which is before people are on medication, and before the disease is, if you like, at the serious stage, because the real cost of diabetes and the real health impacts tend to happen at the end, in the later stages. And it's in the early stages where prevention interventions can have the most effect and really delay the progression of disease. So there's a lot of opportunity, if you like, in not only improving quality of life, but actually significantly delaying the prevention of disease using non-pharmaceutical interventions.
And taking that a little further, if you would, Ari, what can glucose control do to help those with type 2 diabetes?
Glucose control can be used for people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes to make living with diabetes easier. Living with the diabetes puts a significant burden on people's lives because it makes it difficult for them to just live and change their meals, eat with family, make sure when they're going out for dinner or when they're eating on the run that they need to eat low GI meals that meet their dietary management goals. So one of the great things about glucose control and what it can do is it when it's taken before a meal, it makes that meal much more suitable for people with type 2 diabetes. They can know that they're having a low GI meal. And there's those continuing blood spikes from high GI meals that contributes to the progression of disease. So using the glucose control can make it easier for people when they go out for dinner with their friends, when they're eating with their families, they can just eat the same foods. And it allows them to take a food grade active step in helping manage their type 2 diabetes.
Certainly sounds like a tremendous product. Today we are with Ari Nudell, the Managing Director of Omni Innovation, which specializes in medical nutrition here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Ari, why do you think something like this has not been developed before?
Well, the actual ideas behind glucose control aren't new. We didn't come up with those ideas. The idea of using certain food-grade components before a meal to improve the outcomes of a meal have been around for some time. The key issues have been is that the amount of, for instance, proteins that needed to be used was incredibly high, between 55 and 70 grams. Which was made it, you know, very expensive, but two, almost impossible for people to consume before a meal. It also had some timing issues where people had to take these pre-meals 30 minutes before a meal to have any effectiveness. And that's what our technology has solved. We've actually solved it to make it a much smaller pre-meal, which is 150 mils with only 16 grams of protein, which can be taken any time before a meal. So you've got an economical, effective, and consumable pre-meal product that's been demonstrated to work. And that's really the problem that we solved in developing this product.
Also, what is the scope for wider distribution of this product, and does it have a global appeal?
Well, clearly, the opportunity for in diabetes or the spread of diabetes, it's a global problem. It's a first world issue. As we have a more sedentary lifestyle, we work sitting down more often at offices, and we see the very large emerging markets and establishing markets like China and India with huge numbers of people with type 2 diabetes. And we see, you know, the US and Australia, and we're all quite similar, actually, in the proportion of people that have type 2 diabetes. So obviously, the appeal and the application of our product globally is very significant because it's food grade. It's non-pharmaceutical. It's made from food products. It's easy to take and it can be, you know, it has a global, if you like, marketplace. And we've seen this from interest all over the globe, from the UK and Europe to the US, where we have some distribution discussions moving forward at the moment, and obviously in our home in Australia, where the product is now launched and available, and of course looking into Southeast Asia and China, which have, you know, large numbers of people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes.
Well, it certainly has been informative, and certainly have appreciated your time spent with us here today. Ari, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our discussion?
I know. Well, Eric, thank you very much for taking the time to interview me today. And look, it's clear that there's not one single answer for the bigger issue that is type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. And the important thing, I think, is that when you look at these early stage interventions, that the use of them can make a significant difference during the time when the disease is having only a very minor issue and minor social impact. So, you know, looking at taking preventative control of one's own health is obviously a good thing. And, you know, I hope that people who use our product find it useful. And if they can let us know their experiences with it, we're always very interested in feedback.
Well, most certainly. And the question would be, where can listeners get more information on Omni Innovation, on the glucose control, and where can they do that?
Just go to our website, I think, at the moment, of www.obinnovation.com.au, or just search for glucose control. in Australia. I think that they should find more information. Certainly as we're establishing more distribution globally, that there'll be more information available where people can purchase the product from. In the meantime, if they do want some product, they can certainly send us an email through our info and contact form, and we'll make arrangements to ensure that people who are interested can start as soon as possible.
Well, very good. We've been speaking with Ari Nudell, the Managing Director of Omni Innovation, which specializes in medical nutrition. And once again, for more information, simply visit omniblendinnovation.com.au or omniinnovation.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.